Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association.
Heard.
The implication.
Dessert.
The word
association.
We're the word
association.
We heard.
The implication.
Dessert.
We're
the word
association.
Well, hello there, boys and girls. Why don't you come forward and sit on Santa's lap and tell me what you want for Christmas. Come on, don't be shy.
Okay, I'll go first. Excuse me.
Oh, hello, little boy. What is your name?
My name is Tread.
Well, hello, Tread.
Tread gently.
Have you been a good boy or have you been a naughty boy?
I've been so-so.
Okay.
Some good, some bad. Life's a roller coaster, man.
Yeah, 50-50, no problem.
Life's a roller coaster with no height limit, huh?
Yes.
Hey, so, who watches The Watchmen? How have you been this year?
I've been pretty good.
Okay.
I asked the questions here, Tread.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't trying to posture, just checking in. Do I get to ask what I want?
You get to tell me what you want.
I want a big wheels.
Okay.
Wheels, plural.
Okay.
So two of those.
Yeah, good thing you corrected. I would have sent you one bike with one only wheel on it. I remember.
I know that Santa operates by genie rules.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to be very specific.
Fuck around and find out, Tread.
Whoa.
Please hurry up. I have to go to the bathroom.
You wait. Penis eliminate.
Did you just take my penis away?
Yes.
Santa's a wizard.
Yes. Of course I'm a wizard. What are you talking about? Of course I'm a wizard.
Wow, your sack is a wand?
Yes, my sack. I have a wand in my sack.
I just have a sack now.
Yes. And unfortunately, just removing your penis doesn't take away your bladder and... There's probably still urine.
I still have to pee, and now I don't know where it's going to go.
Wow, that's like that story. I have I have to scream, but I have no mouth or whatever. Whatever that story is. I'm too young to know the reference. Hey, Santa, what house were you in? Red and white. Is that like Super Ravenclaw? What is that?
No, I was a Hufflepuff.
Oh, that makes sense.
And
this
now,
sucks.
After that question, do not ask me any more questions about the movie Harry Potter.
Well, just two more.
My knowledge has been expended.
I'm so mad. Now I have to ask for a penis for Christmas instead of what I really want. Well, I guess I really want a penis now.
Well, honestly, you'll be lucky if I could put a lump of coal down there.
Honestly, that's a great... What's your name, buddy?
Henry.
Henry. I'm going to do that, too. Me and Henry, we both want penises.
You're going to have two.
I want two.
Wait. New wish. I would also like two penises.
Let's get one greedy, more, baby.
One more, and you could have a Cerberus down there.
I want three, and I want it like Cerberus. I want them.
Oh, my dad hates Outbacks.
I want them. A Cerberus Outback?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real Narrowsmith situation.
Yeah, hopefully I don't spell it wrong, and then you end up with a Cerberus pool suite down there.
Also, I know it's like a week later, but the Narrowsmith song that they'd sing is probably Living on the Edge. You know, because it's so narrow. They're on
unbelievable.
They're on
penis discover a new place.
Oh, he's having a stroke. Oh, right in the middle of a spell. Penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Finish the spell.
Just made your penis an explorer.
Oh, no. It's got a little backpack and a monkey, I think, and like a hard hat, maybe, I think.
Kid, Santa's not feeling too good. He's going to head to his sleigh for a couple of hours. Using all this magic takes it out of me.
I am going to have to come back tomorrow because I really want to get this whole penis thing straightened out.
You'll never be coming back again.
What the fuck? My penis just said, I swear, ¿dónde está el baño?
Oh, he's already discovering.
What is happening? There he goes. There he goes, hiking through the mall. Why, he's going into Aeropostale. I mean, Aeropostale. That's hard to say. Hey, Santa, I want... No, he's dead. Should we try... What was your name again?
Avenge me.
Henry?
Take my wand.
Oh, this is like Thor's hammer. Only the worthy she wield.
Well, try it. What was your name? Tred?
Tred.
Try to give me my, you know, back.
Okay, I have Santa's sack here. Okay, let me...
No, use the wand. Let go of his sack.
Let go of my sack.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Ooh, that'll do it. That'll finish him off. Okay. Okay, what was he saying? He's saying penis something. Peen reconvene. Did that do it?
No, it didn't do.
What are we doing? Oh, hello. Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm
very good. Very good.
Are you like the Prince Harry of Santa's? Are you like Santa's younger brother?
No, me and all
Who
these penises
you?
Are here now. Me and all these penises are here convening.
Weird that the penises kind of look like Santa.
Do I just pick one?
Yeah, I guess so. They're reconvening. Wow, they're all... Seems like they all have some sort of like Microsoft Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, good to see you again.
Clipboards. A lot of clipboards for these penises. Hey, Mr. Penis,
yes.
Number... Oh, sorry, you have a name. Your name is... Mr.
Peter
Penis Williams. Peter. Mr. Peter Williams, what's on your little clipboard?
Oh, just, you know, daily tasks that have to be done.
Can I see it?
I'll take that one. He sounds organized.
Yeah, I mean, I got two things to do. I got two things to do today. One's hang and one's hard.
Hang and hard. Huh.
Or well, hardly hanging, am I right?
Wow, you're telling me.
Nice one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. High fives in the background.
Well, I think... Oh, they're slapping. They're slapping. Oh, that's a noise I wish I had never heard.
Give me my wand. Give me my wand back. I'm feeling better.
Whoa, oh, Santa.
What have you done? Penis disappearance.
Oh, that's a spell.
Of course.
Mine was dumb.
Of course. I give my wand to a small boy for 1 minute. He makes all the penises convene.
What?
You like, boys go home.
Cock take a walk? What would it have been?
Boner, what, for,
boner for no loner?
To have two penises?
No, yeah, what's the spell for two penises?
Or just your original penis that you didn't mind at all?
Can I get mine back? I think it's spelunking.
Cock squared.
Cock squared. I forgot what a math head the Hufflepuffs are. Cock squared. And of course, we have three juicy little cocks right here.
Oh, God. All right. This is the Christmas episode.
What's your name, then? What's your name?
Okay, let's see. Addle, rough penis. Addle, Rathai? Addle Rathai? I don't know. Somebody else go. Throb White is right there.
I mean, unbelievable.
Well, but I've used Throb White before, so I can't use it in this situation.
True. I'm Brett.
Paddle my thighs. That's what I'll be. Paddle my thighs. Because
we'll
that's
take
what
it.
A penis does if it's high-fiving.
Guess so.
I'll be Rub White.
Ooh, Rub
nice
White,
one.
Good.
Rub White.
And I'll
rub
be
white
Brett
out.
Lying about my length.
But not your girth.
No.
Never the girth.
No, always the girth. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And what's good for the girth is good for the gander.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Jeez. Welcome to the TWA Podcast Christmas Spectacular.
I think it should be called A Very Twatmas.
Wow. I love that.
That's decent. It's decent.
We wish you a merry
Christmas. I will say, I believe we are going to put this episode out with 1 minute to go before with Christmas, just so we officially did release it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, so typically on Tuesdays, but this one is going to come out at 11:59.
This will be out on Boxing Day for those who are in the UK.
Now, not to
thought that was a Canada thing.
Oh, that's I think it's both. Canada thing. Now, not to twat squared the situation, but would it be twat the night before Christmas? Would it be the night before Twatmas? Would it be
twat the night before Christmas is good, but I like a night before Twatmas.
Twat the night before Twatmas and all through the house. That's kind of fun.
Not a word was stirring.
Because it's
not even the word louse.
So here's what I want to say.
Adelbret and Rob all snug in their beds with visions of puns and tangents dancing through their heads.
When up on the microphone arose such a clatter, Rob sprung out of his bed to see twat was the matter.
And he looked upon the roof.
Brett, come on.
And what did he see?
Come on.
But three words talked about between the three gentle me's.
Oh, you could have just ended with three.
I could have, but I don't. I go hard, Rob.
You go hard. I like it.
Wow. Brett lying about his length goes hard. You love to hear it, folks. You love to hear it.
You love to hear it, folks.
Now, here's something I was thinking about. Because I think that very poem lists the reindeer. Is that where we get the reindeer from?
On Dash. Yeah. Maybe.
I feel like maybe it's just me. Those names are insane.
They're insane. And I've been singing them a lot recently because my daughter is loving Christmas music right now. So I have to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer like twice a day.
That's brutal. I think that I think that song was created by a guy in Chicago. Can we get some better names for the reindeer? I'm talking Union
Mike.
Joel. I'm talking...
Yeah. You know Mike, you know Frank,
well,
you
what's
know Dave,
the common
you know Sam.
Theme?
Titty Teddy. What?
Blitzen? Donner. Blitzen. I said it incorrectly. Blitzen, yeah. Donner,
Dasher.
Dahmer. Dahmer?
Dahmer's one of them.
Dahmer. Yeah. Donner.
No, Dahmer's one of them.
Kaczynski.
Dasher's a solid reindeer
Can I
name.
See under those floorboards? Dahmer, what's going on?
Ho, 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 ho. Expect a package from me in the mail.
But Dasher's a good reindeer name. That's a good
Dasher, Dasher.
Speed.
Comet.
We keep, Rob.
Comet, Cupid.
I can admit when I'm wrong. We keep Dasher. The rest must go. And not only, let's, even, well, we can think on the reindeer. Even, I'm tired of Frosty the Snowman. I'm tired of all these motherfuckers. Let's get some new holiday mascots.
Songs?
Going.
Oh, okay. They have
songs,
a song.
Brett. And songs.
Okay.
So like Henri Ornament or Susie
what
Stocking.
About Trent the Tree?
Trent the Tree, I love. But how do we signify that he's a Christmas tree? Trent the Tinsel Tree?
Ooh, what about Chris Pine?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
He's a beautiful mascot. Those eyes.
He should be the mascot. Chris Pine should be the mascot for Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Irving Icicle. That's I just want some new. I want to root for some underdogs. I'm tired. Frosty gets his fucking bag every year.
Yeah, it's true. All he did was put on a fucking hat and come to life.
Yeah. What?
There must have been some magic in that old
all hat. You put that hat on anything? You put that hat on my washer and dryer? Boom. They're screaming.
Okay. I think I thought of it.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Thank you for taking this seriously.
I'm taking this seriously.
Thank you.
Dahmer on a shelf.
Okay, legally I have to hear you out.
Elf on a Shelf is a little threatening, but I think if you have to put Jeffrey Dahmer in a new place every day and he's always looking over
terrifying.
Your kids to make sure
terrifying.
They're fine.
No, terrifying.
All right.
Okay. I think now...
How about instead of the Grinch, we've got just a character called the Pinch.
Okay. Illegally, I have to hear you out.
If you're bad, you get pinched.
Oh, I thought he would just be there quickly.
He's there... Oh, fuck, my tire went flat. Whoa.
I'll be there in a pinch.
Okay, I like that. I do, Brett, nothing against what you just did. I do want to circle back to Dahmer on the Shelf. Now, obviously, if kids have to know the history of the situation. Because if they just hear the name, they're like, dee, 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 who cares?
Right. Well, didn't FX do a series?
That's right. You have so them watch just, this yep. series. They yep. you
well,
sit. That, you make
was
them watch.
Netflix, I think. Right?
It was Netflix. My bad. I don't.
You
remember.
Sit and you watch. You have them watch the whole series. Then you introduce the Dahmer on the shelf. Is there a way, Rob? And Rob, I'm speaking to you, but Brett, chime in if you have it. Is there a way to make Dahmer rhyme with something? Because Elf on the Shelf rhymes. Dahmer on the
armoire.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are selling in our merch. Go to our merch store. We have Dahmer's on the armoire. Can I get a Dahmer on the armoire?
Dahmer on the armoire.
Now, this is a little... Now, folks, we got to QVC this shit, guys. Now, folks, this little Dahmer will watch over your kids. They will observe. And here's the thing. They don't run and tell that. They don't run and go to Santa and go to the big man. They take care of things themselves.
Yeah.
The Dahmers on the armoires do things a little bit differently.
A little differently.
And what's fun is after Christmas Day, and it's the 26th, you take your Dahmer on the armoire down, you break a broom handle in half, and you beat the doll to death. Until next season.
That's right.
That's right.
But you can only do that on the 26th.
And he comes back to life the 27th. Canonically.
Yeah. Well, or next year. Next year he comes back.
Or next year. I love it.
Dahmer don't
on
get rid
the
of that armoire, though. Or else he's got no place to sit.
Some furniture stays in the family, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We all have our secrets. This lampshade is my mom. We do have an email here. I'm going to go ahead and read that. If you ever want to email us, you can email us at twapod@gmail.com. Hey, if you have a new Christmas character, mascot, song, poem you want to send our way, please do. It'll be... way too fucking late by the time we get it, but you can send it to twapod@gmail.com and maybe we'll read it next Twatmas. Here's an email. This is a very special
wait
email.
There's a what? Who said that?
No.
Everyone gather round everyone, it's Christmas Day and we have an email from a listener. Oh yes, I am so happy. Finally, we've heard word from the outside land. Please tell us, oh Grandmaster, what does the letter say?
Oh no.
Yes, Grandmaster, tell us. No. I think you're getting confused. It's completely different. Just please read the letter.
Okay.
And the town will be saved.
This is a letter we found under a pillow. This is from Yepe Sleto. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Yepe Sleto says, hello, TWA. I hope this message finds you well. Adel's anecdote on unwrapping presents on Christmas evening. I've never seen somebody type out evening.
No.
Clearly, we're speaking with a gentleman here. Mm-hmm. Unwrapping presents on Christmas evening made me want to share a similar tradition from Scandinavia.
Oh.
In our region, present unwrap you. No, he didn't say that. I'm just joking. I'm just joshing.
Not even the right country.
In our region, Christmas presents are unwrapped on Christmas Eve, 24th December, marking the highlight of our festive celebrations. In Denmark, we gather to sing and dance around the Christmas tree before unwrapping all the presents. I thought you might find this cultural tidbit interesting. Warm regards, Yepe. Yepe!
Nice. And Adel, your original line there was more like Yepov Smirnoff.
In Sylvia, Denmark.
I wonder, I guess we can't really ask the email in real time, what happens on Christmas Day?
In Copenhagen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Krampus?
Yeah, well, I mean, or it's just like dinners and celebrate, like the gift stuff is all, I mean, it's cool.
I do realize now, being married to Gemma, who's one of her parents is British, I do realize now a lot of the world does Christmas crackers,
which is
baffling to me.
What does that mean?
It's like a saltine. You put all your presents on a saltine.
Whatever fits on the saltine, you keep. It's like a little. So think of like a piece of hard candy. Like think about your grand. Mm-hmm. Like a Werther's
original. Isn't it similar to like a pop thing?
Brett, yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, okay, I know what that is.
But it looks like a wrapped candy or something. Mm-hmm. But you pull both ends and it pops open, mm-hmm. and you get like a shitty top or a shitty sticker or
there's like a toy inside.
Yes, but it's all about the bang. And typically,
it's all about apparently getting a shitty gift inside.
Yeah, truly. They're like, you know what I like? I like pinatas, but let's make them shittier.
I want a shitty pinata. I want a shittyata. A pinchitia.
That sounds like a dog. So I think when you're having dinner, I think you each hold, like if we were sitting next to each other, Brett, mm-hmm. we'd each hold the end of it, and then we pull.
Like a wishbone.
Like a wishbone. And then they also wear like paper crowns or something to be like,
I've seen that, yeah.
I'm also Christ or something.
But doesn't anyone understand. Just want to gather around, eat too much, and just watch football?
Most.
Is there football on Christmas?
Of America.
There's three games this year.
Typically the Lions, right?
No, that's Thanksgiving. Occasionally there's been football games
Packers?
On Christmas recently. No, it's always the Cowboys and the Lions always play on Thanksgiving. But this year, because Christmas falls on a Monday, they're putting
the Bears
Monday night games on.
Steelers.
Stop naming teams.
You just name it.
And the paper crowns, everybody wears them or just some people wear the paper crowns? I don't know. I don't know this one.
I think everyone wears them. But it's just I mean, here's the thing. I call it weird, but at the same time, what we do is weird as well. It's, right. it's
yeah,
the whole
thing, well,
I
the
feel
thing
like
is, it's yeah, but it's also like we tell the story of Santa comes down the chimney and leaves the presents for Christmas morning. So I don't know what ye annual gift giver does in Denmark or whatever, or Scandinavia. Like, how do you justify, you know, when does Santa drop the gifts off for the kids? If you're opening up on Christmas Eve.
And a lot of Europe doesn't have chimneys or basements.
Explain the basement.
Explain the basement? Is this your new catchphrase?
Well, do you have a Santa basement thing that I...
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm confused about. I
you
get
guys
the chimneys.
Didn't have, hold on. Maybe this is just a regional thing. Every year on Christmas, Santa comes down the chimney, makes a big ho, 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 big plop, big poof of, residue and
soot.
Mm-hmm. Milk and cookies is left out. We're all watching from the stairwell, peeking through the banister. Meanwhile, you're not even thinking about it. Meanwhile, in the basement, big smash from the windows. Lean Larry slips through. His long legs swoop in through the window.
Are you talking about Slender Man?
No, Lean Larry.
The pinch.
Well, he's also known affectionately as the pinch. He's 9'11" with a heart made of glass. He tumbles and fumbles and lands on his ass. He creeps through your basement and looks through your shit. Lean Larry always knows when you've been hit. He'll pinch and he'll bite. He'll scratch at your eyes. He'll rip out your cornea and bruise your thighs. Lean Larry, Lean Larry, a care not given, for he's Santa's partner. And we all good night. Nothing rhymes with given. Nothing rhymes with given.
Livin?
He looks like a ribbon.
Yeah.
Julia, paste that so it sounds amazing.
Oh my God.
Hey, Lean Larry is my new. So we have, hold on, Brett. We have, this is incredible. We have the Dahmer on the armoire, which is my favorite thing that's ever happened in my life. We have Lean Larry, also known as the Pinch, who's basically Slender Man, but he is in cahoots with Santa. Brett, what's your contribution?
It was Trent. Was it Trent the Tree?
Okay. Or Chris Pine? Who had Chris Pine?
Well, he was a spokesman, but no, right. Trent the Tree.
Okay, give us a little, we need to know a little.
Of Trent the Tree?
Give us some flavor.
Okay. Trent the Tree sits in a forest with friends. Having so much fun, but the fun does end. 'Cause here comes thy father with axe in hand to take Trent down and drag him through the land.
Is his father a tree?
Trent screams and he screams, but no one hears. 'Cause when a tree falls where Trent is, it only smells fear. He drags Trent back and decorates him so. A tree corpse in your living room for your holiday woe.
Yay.
That's the story of Trent the Tree.
It's perfect.
Fantastic.
I wish you would have extended that with an out-of-place good night.
I think all Christmas poems have to end with good night. Whether you set yourself up to rhyme or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Good night.
Yeah. Alley-oop and pop the ball. Well, speaking of popping balls, why don't we pop some bottles to celebrate this holiday season with our very first word. Boy, oh boy, we're like 27 minutes in. Here's the word I'm bringing to the table, which is what makes me, this is the word that makes me think the most about this time of year, having grown up.
You don't need to fill for time. We're already
really.
26 minutes in.
Why are you making the stretching motion with your hands?
You're making the pulling, I got so much sap motion on my hands from Trent the Tree.
My word is snow.
Oh.
Wow, don't need the filler, huh? I stumped you guys.
No, you didn't stump us. We all know what fucking snow is,
no,
dude.
Well, first of all, let me just clarify. Who sings Informer?
Snow.
It was Informer. That was my pause.
You know,
because,
what I mean about it.
Okay.
I lick your boom boom down.
Because I was about to start singing that, but then I was like, wait, was that snow?
Yeah, it definitely
and
was.
That was my pause.
Canadian is Boxing Day.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Cocaine is also called snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got Snow White, my mm-hmm. sister. I love shoveling it.
Oh, we've talked about
this
before.
Like shoveling snow or walking
Shoveling's
through snow.
Fun.
It's really fresh snow before there are footprints of any kind.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's really fun. I love walking through
the crunch,
fresh snow.
Oh, the crunch of like the snow sort of compacting beneath your mm-hmm. boot. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
I honestly prefer snow so much more to rain. Like if someone's like, yeah. if it's like, oh, it's gonna be raining out, you're like, oh, that sucks, we're gonna get soaked. But if it's like, oh, it's snowing, you're like, oh, no big deal. Like it's not as bad.
I tried
Unless
to catch a raindrop on my tongue, almost drowned. They kept coming fast.
Yes, unless you're driving, yes. Snow is worse if you're driving. But let's say if you're at a sporting event and it's like, oh, there's a chance of rain or a chance of snow.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely would rather it be snow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you do a lot of snowball fights? When you, I guess my brother and I used to throw snowballs
at each other. We used to do some pretty good forts.
We used to do some snowball fights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a big yard growing up, so we could build two good forts.
We were always, my neighborhood, and this will speak volumes, we would make volume. So we'd have a little fort, which mm-hmm. would just be like a little wall of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would make like 80, 90 snowballs.
Oh, wow.
And like line them up like ammunition. Mm-hmm. Then we get in a snowball fight.
Line them up.
Yeah, you throw six or seven. Snowball fight's done. Someone gets hurt. Someone's crying.
Gets
someone's
hit in
face,
the face.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Someone's face goes numb.
Yeah.
It turns bright red. They go mm-hmm. running.
Someone accidentally puts a rock inside the snowball.
Accidentally.
Chucks
wink,
it.
Wink.
Mm-hmm.
But I was always, me and my friends were always about volume, and then we just had leftover ammunition.
It is always very funny, and it happens every single year when there's a big snowfall at like an NFL game that the visiting team that just gets like pelted with snowballs if they catch like a touchdown or something like that. And you can't really do anything about it.
No.
You know, but it's pretty
Baltimore
funny.
Ravens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
you're just naming teams again?
Or? Snow. Are you just naming teams again for Christ's sake?
Just trying to get it, Brett.
No, you're not it. You're not getting it.
No, the correct answer was the Eagles.
Thank you.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Or the Steelers.
I once spent a friend of the, not the podcast because he hasn't been on, but friend of ours, Joey Romaine.
Mm-hmm.
I once spent Christmas with him in, I want to say Tampa Bay, Florida. And it was the weirdest Christmas I've ever had because it was like 89 degrees, palm trees everywhere. Yep. Not a single, I mean, clearly not a drop of snow,
right.
But there's lights everywhere.
Right.
There's decorations. And it was the first time I'd ever not had a snow-filled Christmas. And it truly was like jarring. Like it really fucked with my head.
I 100% agree with you. When you live in the Midwest, which we have our entire life, when you don't have like a cold, like ish Christmas, like a snowy Christmas, it's very weird. One year when I was working on the cruise ship, I think I was in the Bahamas on Christmas Day and it was like 89 degrees and I was like, this feels wrong. And that's nothing feels like Christmas.
I've only been to LA. Well, I've been to LA a few times, but the one time I went, it was like,
he loves it.
I went like the day after Christmas and it was weird to see all the Christmas decorations and palm trees and it just feels, I mean, you got to do it. I mean, living in...
You got to do it. It just...
Phoenix just, and having Christmas decorations is weird, but you got to do it.
Santa with Hawaiian shirt? Mrs. Claus has a surfboard?
What? How are you guys at skiing? Do either of you guys ski? Have you been skiing?
One time it was a disaster. I had a ski that I got... they were rental skis and I could not get them to release. So I was going down the bunny slope. Is that what it's called? Bunny hill,
oh,
bunny slope.
No.
And I would fall down, but I couldn't get up and I couldn't release the thing. So I would just.
Were you saying, oh, ski, 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 motherfucker?
I don't know. That's a reference. I missed that reference. But maybe I was. No, what I did was I just laid there until a ski patrol guy came and helped me up. I also took out a group of people going down a ramp toward a hill because I couldn't stop. I was like, oh, make the pizza thing, but I just knocked them all over.
How old were you
last year? I was like 12, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That was my only time I've ever been skiing. I was like, guys, this just isn't for me.
I'm not doing a bit here. Truly, when Sonny Bono was killed, I don't remember what age I was, maybe like 10 or something, maybe a little older, maybe around 12. I truly was like, I will never ski in my life. Because that seems so terrifying to be like, he hit a tree where it's like, this celebrity died doing a thing he's done a thousand times and he hit it. Like, that moment solidified in my brain, like, you will never ski. And I've never, people have invited me and I'm just like, it doesn't seem fun.
Yeah.
The whole fun part seems, also ski lifts.
No, thank you. Yeah,
have a little door.
Not a friend
have
of mine.
Have a little door for that.
Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Yeah.
All these wealthy pricks are skiing. Put a little door in that thing. To me, the best part, I would have to assume, the appealing part, to me at least, the best part of skiing is being done, going to a cabin, putting on a sweater next to a fire, and eating good food, having some cocoa. Mm-hmm. So I just want to do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to go skiing in February, I believe, in like West Virginia with family. And I don't know if I've talked about this before, but the last time I went skiing, it was on a church field trip and I tore cartilage in my leg because I got ran over by the ski lift. And we prayed before the trip we prayed that no one would get hurt, and I did get hurt. But that's on me for not believing in God. I'm supposed to go skiing and I know that I won't because I've already had two knee surgeries before, but
it's not worth it.
I do love a good tube.
Tubing.
Tubing.
Can you tube on a ski slope?
Yeah, a lot. The place we're going has like a tube hill. And what's nice is you get to the bottom of the hill and then there's like a treadmill that you hold onto a rope and the tube sits on it and then it takes you back up to the top of the hill.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's fun. I did like sled riding. Yeah. So yeah, it's similar. Yeah, I'd like
that. So you don't want to ski.
Or tobogganing.
You don't want to ski, but you do want to go faster with less control.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Correct. 100%.
Tubing seems
more
dangerous.
I don't got to make any like cuts with my knees or my ankles or anything like that. But I know for a fact that, yes, I will be doing what you said is the best part about skiing is putting on a nice sweater in front of a fire and just sipping hot cocoa or whiskey.
I fucking love lodges.
Yeah,
I feel what ski lodges are called, like Epres.
I think that's...
There's some term whatever.
Oh, I think they're called ski lodges.
Yeah, but I love sitting by a fire.
Chalet.
Absolutely.
Chalet.
And also with you. Chalet, lady, lady, Bob Dylan. I love that part of it, but to me, I don't need to risk life and limb. Also, what pisses me off is anytime someone learns I've never skied, they always try and teach me, and they'll be like, pizza, french fries, pizza, french fries. I'm like, who fucking cares pizza, french fries? Like, you can say that to anyone. You're not making sense. Yeah. Like, I understand the training behind it or the science you're trying to tell me, but when you're going 85 miles per hour, in snow, and one of your legs starts to wobble to the right.
God, I got to feel like you're not going that fast. I don't think you're going 85.
The way I would have done it. The way I would have done it, yes.
I mean, you go 88, you go through time in a fucking DeLorean.
Well, that's why I stay at 85.
You're going to 85.
Brent, that's why I stay at 85. I'm not fucking stupid. I don't want to go back to Stone Age. And then where would I be? I'd have skis, and 85. Of course they'd treat me like a king because they'd think these were new instruments. They don't know they're fucking useless. They worship me. I wed one of them, the eldest's daughter. Of course, we have children. They rule as well. I grow old and die. That's
I do.
Anytime you want to hop off that hill, you can do it.
One of your favorite terms, sayings, Adel, I think would work. If you go back in time, you could just call your skis getaway sticks.
There you go.
Getaway sticks. And they're like, don't understand.
I enjoy people who cross-country ski. But I get the people who cross country ski and like when they live on like a field or a farm area. I always love when I see like downtown Chicago, like you see people cross country skiing every once in a while just on the street.
Sure.
When there's a big snowfall or whatever, which is pretty funny.
Sort of urban.
And then sometimes you see them in the summertime
adventures.
And they got rollerblades on with still the sticks.
What?
And they're still hitting it.
I've never seen
that. Oh, I've seen that for sure.
Cross-country
like practice. Yes, I'm telling you, they're practicing for the snow.
Have we ever talked on here about the Chicago shoveling out a spot with the with the patio?
Dibs?
Oh, dibs?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think
that it seems like that's a Chicago thing because I brought it up to other people.
It's mostly a Chicago thing, yeah.
It's mostly Chicago, yeah. If you're listening from Denmark or whatever, it's very the 2 cent tour is...
Or whatever. So dismissive.
I know. Well, what I'm just saying, like,
basically... Well, one, we thank you. That we greatly appreciate that you are listening, but go ahead.
So basically, we have a lot of street parking in Chicago. A lot of people live, you know, in houses that don't have garages, and you have to park on the street. So basically, when we get a lot of snow, there is a very old tradition that if you shovel your car out, you then could put like two chairs, and you're saying, I did the work to shovel up my spot. This is my spot, and we call it dibs. Sometimes it's a vacuum. Sometimes it's whatever you have in your house to make
the ironing board.
Dibs.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you'll come home and someone has just moved your stuff and parked in your perfectly good spot that you did the work to shovel out.
I've seen somebody moving a piece of patio furniture to like park there, like move somebody else's dibs to park there. And I've seen somebody rush out of the front door with like not a baseball bat, but with like a rolling pin or like some sort of something of heft.
We take it very, some people take it very, very seriously.
Yeah. And I hate it, but I've only done it. I have done it one winter where we just got, the snow never stopped. It never got warm enough. It never got warm enough to melt. But it would snow again. And there were just mountains and mountains of snow that to shovel the spot out. That was the one time with like picking our kids up from daycare. We're like, we can't lose the spot because there are no other spots. So we did put like a laundry drying rack out there. I hated doing it. But that was the only time. But normally I'm like, dude, if everybody just shovels and just finds another spot, it can all work out. But you're right. I would never move something because people are crazy and you could come back and your car will be keyed, maybe a flat tire. And it's just not worth it. No. No, it really isn't.
Now, Rob, you, I believe, love the Winter Classic.
I did, yeah, it's fun. I think they've done too many of those games now. It's lost a little bit of luster, but it's still really fun to watch. Yeah.
Where is that typically held? Is that always in the same spot?
It's no, different places. Different cities get to host.
Yeah, it rotates pretty. They had it at Soldier Field one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all over. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it rotates every year in cold weather places.
Mm-hmm. And I think they did one in either like L.A. one time or some Western thing where it was really not the best ice because it wasn't cold enough. But they did one
just
game in.
Defeated the purpose completely.
The Heritage Classic is like, it's still NHL, but that's held in Canada with two Canadian teams. I think they did it in like Edmonton or Winnipeg, where it was like, I mean, it was brutally cold.
Not fun.
No.
So Major League Baseball now does the Field of Dreams games, right?
Mm-hmm.
NHL does Winter Classic. Does football and basketball have any sort of.
Dude, a college team played basketball in an aircraft.
That's right. That was weird.
And it went very bad.
Yep.
I feel like the ball kept going in the water.
There was a lot of water. There was they had like a lot of water on the on the court or something like that because of just like it didn't go well at all.
Following the previous standards, they should do an NBA game at like a playground like tar court, like blacktop court. I think it would be very fun.
Oh,
like
that
would be awesome.
Chain probably nets. Pretty dangerous.
No, it'd be fun. And then football.
Somebody's backyard.
Somebody's
and it's
backyard.
A dodge trees.
And it's like it's like a 30-yard field. I think that's fun. Well, you let us know what's fun to you. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Word Association.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back, and I, in my kerchief, nestled with care, went down to see if Trent, the tree, was still there.
A weird kerchief.
When I looked in the living room, what did I see?
Oh.
Trent the tree had ceased to be. He hadn't no water given to his trunk. That motherfucker died, and he was starting to stunk.
Starting to skunk. Bold words from a man just wearing a kerchief, a well-placed kerchief over your genitals.
Hey, Pa, that Christmas tree's starting to stunk.
Oh, a learned boy.
You better be.
Go get a switch.
You better be starting stunk skin.
It's starting to stunk.
My word today is jingle.
Just very quickly,
oh,
that is the best part of the Grinch song, which is stink, stink, stunk. The three words to describe you are stink, stink, stunk. So thank you for the emoji.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Jingle.
Janitor keys.
All the way.
Like, yeah.
Janitor keys for sure.
I think of like keys jingling.
I mean, I think of like a radio jingle or like a jingle for
Like a commercial.
For like a pop, snap, crackle, pop or something like that.
For Tasting More, it's Encore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
So this is a new segment. It's called Jingle Time, and so I'll give Adel a product, and Adel, you'll give one to Rob, and Rob will give one to me.
Okay.
I'll give you a product that doesn't, I don't think, has a jingle.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say doesn't exist, and I was like, let's not go down this road.
No. It'll be a real product. Good. Doesn't have a jingle. You just have to come up with a very quick, you know, like snap, crackle, pop type of jingle. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
All right, Adel, your word is going to be Purina dog food.
Purina dog food. That's my word.
That's the company you got to come
language
up with.
Language of origin, please. Purina dog chow. Purina dog food or Purina dog chow?
I'll say Purina dog chow.
What's that sound? Purr, purr. What's that noise? Purr, purr. The kittens are getting hungry. The kittens are getting hungry. Race to the kitchen. Tongues are a wagging. Eyes real wide. Feet real wide. We're getting ready to eat. Cats. Oh, no. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. Fucking fuck. Piss. Shit. Fuck. It's the dog food. Pretty dog chow.
I mean, pretty good, though. I mean, I'd buy that.
Brett, hold on.
He wasn't done.
Oh, it's still going?
Bring a dog chow. Should I make it into my cats? Catch it on. Bring a dog chow. Bring a dog chow. If you ingest my cats, you take it to the veterinarian. Dead by dog. Dead by dog. If you catch you bring a dog chow. Dead by dog. There. Sorry.
I forgot
we had to do the ad copy on the bottom.
Yeah, you can't do a jingle in 2023, 4, 5. Who knows?
Don't time
with that podcast. All right, and I'll also give Rob his company.
Yes, and we're doing...
And he's coming up with a jingle for...
Here's the hard part. We're doing actual brands. I thought this was going to be like a fake brand.
No, a real brand.
I prefer a real brand. Okay. I prefer.
Ain't nothing like the real thing. So, okay. Rob, your brand is going to be... I don't know if they're around anymore, but it's going to be Squeeze-Its.
Ooh, I like
it. And just got to go on the record. Improvised singing, really.
Your strong suit.
Yeah. Nothing I love more. Squeeze it. Okay. God. Everything I'm sorry. Okay. Yep. Little Tommy's thirsty. Oh, no. Mouth is so dry. Uh-oh. Open the fridge. Mm-hmm. What do I spy? Oh, yeah. Squeeze it!
Little Tommy's thirsty. Oh, no.
Thirsty. Oh, just no. That, I mean, that sounds...
Rob, hey.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Rob, that was really good.
The only thing is that sounds like a Dahmer on the armoires. That's Little Tommy's thirsty. Oh, no.
That was spooky.
Oh, God. I did love Squeeze-Its. I love that little twist.
Squeeze-Its were good,
And the commercial, I think they all had their own little personality. Like, Blue was kind of insane. Grape was studious. That's going to haunt my dreams. Little Tommy's thirsty. Oh, no. Little Tommy's thirsty. Oh, no.
Okay,
man. So Rob, you go to Brett.
Brett, your product that I don't think it has a jingle. Your product is Windex.
Okay.
And you can't, hold on. You can't start with Little Tommy's Thirsty.
No, it won't be.
Oh, no. Okay.
It won't start that.
Tommy's window's dirty. Oh, no.
Tommy, get your shit together, man.
All right. Smudge, smudge. Rub, rub. Daddy can't see.
Who made this window extra dirty? Grab me the Windex, streak, streak, streak. Now it's all clean, you freak, freak, freak.
Okay, I just got a letter. Mail call. This is from the estate of Roald Dahl. Dear TWA, the song you used in your recent episode sounds exactly like Oompa Loompa.
Nope, they're completely different. Completely different.
Ours goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. No. And theirs goes dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, completely different. Completely different. Completely different. Completely different.
Oh, hey, boy. I got to say, love that as well.
Great segment.
Smudge. Yeah. Yeah. Great segment. We're going to bring this back.
We jingled all the way.
We did.
We did.
Great movie. Jingle All the Way, I think, is a great.
Get to the chopper.
It's an underrated Christmas movie.
It's fun. Sinbad's great.
Sinbad and Schwarzenegger together is killer.
It's great.
Killer.
It's fun. It's worth it. And Phil Hartman.
What's
too.
The name of the?
Is Phil Hartman in it?
Phil Hartman's in it too.
Yep.
What's the name of the?
Their the action figure.
Like,
I don't.
I think
remember.
It's called like Action Man. I really think it's like just so generic.
Yeah, I don't think.
Isn't
yet.
That another? No,
Last Action Hero. Yeah, yeah.
It's a different one. Different.
What's your favorite also Christmas good. Movie when you were a kid? Not now.
Mine. Was Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I probably like really liked movie. Christmas Story. I mean, I would watch that all the time. Home Alone. Well, I wasn't a kid. Well, yeah, I guess I was.
Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone came out in 89, so yeah.
Yeah, you were a kid. Yeah. Mine was, have you seen Santa Claus the movie?
With Tim Allen?
No, that's The Santa Claus. I'm saying Santa Claus the movie.
Well, The Santa Claus is still a movie, Rob. You can't
no,
strip it,
is. It
of that.
Yeah. Well, but it's just a different movie.
What is Santa Claus?
What's Santa Claus about?
It's got Dudley Moore, John Lithgow.
Whoa.
No?
Of course it was going to be
amazing
some
drunks.
Stupid. Of course, you knew it. The minute Rob was like, this is my favorite movie. It's like, oh, you guys don't like Tropical Christmas? It's about a boat cop who has to forge trees out of the
Boris
river.
Boris Karloff.
Look, Dudley Moore plays an elf who leaves the North Pole because he disappoints Santa, and he winds
Tiny
up in the
Tim.
City. John Lithgow owns a toy company, and he's like an evil guy who just wants money, and Dudley Moore like uses his magic at this toy company.
You teed that
give
up
it
for
a
us
shot.
Blew
give
it.
Give it a shot.
Oh, here's what I'll say. I think, Rob, I will absolutely watch
I did, that was
Tim Allen in The Santa Claus this week. Because I just read an article where I heard he was an absolute fucking nightmare on set of all those
Same.
Movies.
I did hear that too.
Which makes me want to watch it and try and see if I can pinpoint the moment that people hate him. Emmett Otter Jug Band Christmas was maybe too young, was when I was younger. I will say when I was more like teen or like between like 10 and 16. It was probably National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Or Scrooged.
Yeah, Scrooged is great.
And Scrooged is one where I watched it last year, and there was a bit. I'm 41, so I watched it last year. I was 40. There's a bit where he's in a restaurant, and Bill Murray's in a restaurant, and he's seeing visions, and he sees a waiter on fire, and he grabs a pitcher of water and throws it at him. And when he flashes back, when he throws the water, it turns out the guy was not on fire. It was all in his brain, all in his mind. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I thought I saw Richard Pryor. I never got that joke.
I
was 40 years old because I hadn't watched it having known the history of Richard Pryor. And I was like, what a fucked up joke to make.
That's an insane joke.
That's a
and
fucked
Brett,
up
I'm
joke.
I'm sure you've seen JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling.
What is this?
JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling?
What's that?
It's a Richard Pryor movie. It's like, it was autobiographical.
No.
It was about that whole, it was like his life.
No, I did not see
good.
That.
It's a good
He's
movie.
In it?
I watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation last night.
Nice.
He's,
I did.
He goes 85 miles per hour on that sled.
Yeah.
He does go pretty fast on that sled. I almost brought that up early when you mentioned the skiing thing, but I did not.
I want to say Randy Quaid?
Yep.
Randy Quaid.
Performance
Randy
of a
Newman.
Lifetime. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he really, he put Caddyshack 2 to shame.
That's Bob Dylan.
Similar.
Rob, you be the judge. Rob, you be the judge.
Okay.
This is a new segment called Rob's the Judge. Brett, do your Randy Newman.
Okay. You got a Christmas in me.
Okay.
Don't think twice, it's Christmas.
See? That's Bob Dylan. Okay, now I'll do my Randy Newman.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend. I hope Brett Three Migos.
You're right. Okay. You're right. I was off on my Newman.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a friend in me. And, well, but a friend we did. Is blowing down.
And
blowing
we had
in the room.
I Love L.A. song earlier.
I love L.A. We love it.
Going on big river.
Yes, that was that was a career. I mean, if you give out Oscars, you could give an Oscar to Quaid in that movie. Unfortunately, he has since now become that character full time in his life.
Hey, he's back. Canada. They're doing like he and Chevy Chase were just doing National Lampoon's like a convention or something. They were together, so I think he's straightened out a little bit that he's doing that
well,
stuff.
But I thought he was.
Oh, he went very.
He was
very
on the
far.
Lamb.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought
yeah.
he was on the Lamb for something.
Yep, tax he or he did some. It was maybe in Canada. It was something they were squatting in a house for a while. That some it was something.
Oh yeah,
very bizarre. Yeah,
I mean that and Independence Day. I mean, he had some pretty classic.
He was a fantastic. He's a fantastic actor.
He's,
yeah,
he's so good at playing like a
rube.
Lovable yeah. fucking moron. Where you're just like, yeah. buddy, come on.
Yeah, yeah, he's very. Yeah, you can make someone who was definitely a January 6th seem funny.
Oh yeah, how embarrassing for Dennis Quaid.
You know, I've seen an interview where they ask him about it, and he just says, "Yeah, I love my brother and I miss my brother." Is all he said, which is a very
also,
nice thing
Dennis
to say.
Quaid also off the deep end.
Really.
Really?
Yeah, he plays RNC conventions and sings like folk songs.
I'd watch that. I would just out of curiosity.
In the stylings of Franny Newman?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in my friend. The answer is blowing in my friend.
No, I think he plays. Yeah, I think he plays. He plays like Christian donor.
Oh,
like yeah,
no.
he does like Fox huh? Nation. Yeah, like he's on that side of the
you know,
of
again,
the shelf.
It's, don't worry about people. It's just you know,
I mean, he was
watch
in
movies,
Frequency with Caviezel, and you know that guy's also gone too.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
Yeah. Apparently, if you were in the movie Frequency, you're now lost to the rest of the world.
My favorite part of that movie yeah. is at the very end. For anyone who doesn't know, Frequency is about it's a movie where a radio allows a father and son to talk through time, from like the 60s to modern.
This is one father and one son. Talking side by side on the radio.
Hey, Dad.
He died years
hey,
ago,
Dad.
But he's able to talk to his friend.
Hey, Dad, I'm trying to have sex. There's a moment at the very end where the future son is talking to his younger self, and he's like, I got one word for you. So basically he's trying to like Back to the Future it with like the sports betting book. He goes, I got one word for you. Yahoo.
Oh.
Which is... Nowadays, just funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
serious.
Still would have
yeah.
made money. Still would have made money. But wait, it's just funny to be like, Yahoo, raking in the dough.
We'll get to my word in a sec, but I got it. There's a similar. Have you seen the movie? Probably not. And this is going to.
Hold on a second. Have you. P.S. Anytime you say the phrase, have you seen this movie? Think long and hard. Think long and hard.
All right.
Is it a movie that anyone has seen besides you?
Okay, and email in if anybody's seen these movies. I could use the support here because I'm really losing all these battles. But I'm okay. The movie Folks, who's? Why am I blanking on his
name? Like
Tom Selleck and Don Ameche. No, Tom Selleck and Don Ameche.
Are you shitting me? Folks, and then the two stars are those two people, and you think anyone has seen that movie?
Who doesn't like Don Ameche?
The jig is up. Rob, it's now clear you were raised in a B-section blockbuster.
Well, hey, look, long story short, and this is a spoiler alert for clearly for everybody because nobody's seen it, but his father has Alzheimer's. It's a comedy where... Like Don Ameche
has
Alzheimer's.
It's an Alzheimer's.
Well, no, he's trying to connect, but so he keeps saying like McDowell's. He wants like McDowell's, and the whole time he's like, I don't know what he's talking about. And eventually, they go into this store that he used to own, and he opens up this box. Tom Selleck had like lost everything at that point, lost all his money through a series of misadventures. And they open up this
character or the actor?
Actor in the movie.
Okay.
Or character is, I guess, the answer. But they open up this strong box.
It's all biographical.
And it turns out he had bought stock in like McDonnell Douglas or whatever. So he was just saying the wrong thing, but they're like, oh, yeah. So similar to what you were saying is all that sprung up in my mind. Or it was McDonald's stock. I don't remember which one.
Well, folks, head out to your local Lackluster and pick up a copy of Folks.
I stand by that movie. I haven't seen it in years. I hope it holds up. But we will move over to my word.
Tommy's stomach's empty. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's feeling really hungry.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
He needs some salt. He needs some fat. He needs some fries and burgers, malts and shakes and everything. McDonald's. Good night, everyone.
All right.
That's all, folks.
Well, I am
coming to theaters.
Making a list. I'm checking it twice. I'm going to find out who's naughty is my
Ooh.
Word. Naughty. Still holiday theme, but a little different direction.
A little salacious. Naughty. Mm-hmm. Naughty, naughty.
Interesting.
Naughty makes me think, for whatever reason, like British school children.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Ooh, being so naughty.
You said it, and I thought of Naughty by Nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Hooray.
Hip Hop Hooray. Did they sing
And Down
OPP?
With OPP.
Yeah. And Ghetto Bastard was another really good one.
Whatever happened to them?
I think maybe they got better.
Time.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, the global warming is happening, so maybe the Naughty by Nature was naughty.
Naughty by Nature was great.
I believe they're still around. I believe they pop up every once in a while at like a I Love the 90s type show around town.
The Naughty by Nature ice caps have melted. Naughty is a great word because it can. It feels like you're getting away with something.
Yeah, it's a weird way to say somebody's being bad. It feels different than bad. Like you're being really bad or you're being really naughty. It's like naughty's like you're up to something. I don't know.
It even I feel like if any adult used it when I was in school, it would be laughed at because I think they're trying to convey someone, you know, being troublesome.
Right.
But I think all us kids view it as like sexual.
Absolutely.
So it would always be like, tee hee hee hee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like maybe 20 years ago, it was maybe less sexual. And I think over time now, it conveys it's more sexual. More sexual.
And do you think that's Santa's doing or Naughty by Nature's?
I think it's Santa's doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Mrs. Claus is doing.
What are some, is there any movies with Naughty in it? Is there any?
Oh.
Naughty Professor?
Oh, Flubber. That's the movie Flubber.
That's a good question.
The Naughty Professor. Yes, yeah, it's. I feel like it always has. Like it's also, for whatever reason, in my brain, tethered a lot of times to like photos. If someone's like, "Oh, I have a naughty photo," like for whatever reason, like '90s movies, I feel like. Instead of being like, I'm going to send you a nude, which is a very modern term, or even like a boudoir picture, which is outdated.
Yeah.
Right. I feel it would be like, I'm going to send you a naughty photo. And I feel like that would always convey, you know, some skin showing, some tidbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is the word naughty in that Christmas, in the Santa song?
Going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
Santa
right.
Claus is coming to town.
Which... Okay. Now we have to
remember.
We have to put the screws to Santa, because what's going on there?
Yeah, right. He doesn't want to know who's bad. He just wants the naughty people.
I mean, but he also sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake,
which is kind of naughty.
Get it, Big Daddy?
It's kind of naughty to see people when they're sleeping.
Step on my neck, sack man.
Well, he knows if you've been good or good, good or bad.
I guess I don't know. Nobody's ever told me I was being naughty. I don't think I've ever heard that expression.
Yeah. My grandma would say ornery. She'd be like, you're being real ornery, but not naughty.
Yeah, no one said, like, you're being a naughty little boy or something like that.
Yeah, because even when you say it, you can't take it seriously. It really
is.
You can't take it seriously.
You're being a naughty little boy. Yeah, like, I'm being a naughty little boy.
Yeah,
like,
look
you
me.
Can't. Yeah, it seems very, it's very English. It's very.
You can't say it without being in on the game. You're being so naughty. Stop being so naughty. Stop it.
Did I squeeze my squeeze it too hard? Oops. Oh no, I
Tommy's
got squeeze it on
dry.
Me. Yeah.
Squeeze my squeeze it till the juice runs down my leg. Rainy
on the scale of like misbehaving, naughty is like I feel like the least
it's
bad.
It's pretty low. It's pretty low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys have at any point in your youth, did you have any music or anything that was like considered off limits or naughty? Because for me, I listened to, speaking of Lottie Dottie, listen to naughty. I snuck away into my friend's place. Maybe I've told this story. We listened to Snoop Dogg and The Chronic and like Metallica. And I remember us feeling so like, tee hee hee, we're getting away with something. And like, we're being so bad. And if our parents found out, oh no.
I had that less with music, more with movies. I would sneak R-rated movies for sure. Like at friends' house, sleepovers, we would stay up late and just whatever was on HBO.
How would they know they were? How would they know that the movie was bad? I mean, you were the only, you were like the first person watching that movie. How would your parents know?
My friends were like, put on what channel?
Huh. Let's see who's Ted Levine.
Angela Albright.
Michael Keaton. Angela Lansbury. David Duchovny as a boy.
No, I never really had any music that I felt like I had to be sneaky about. My parents were pretty okay with anything.
What about?
And I wasn't really. I was listening to like classic rock too. So
yeah. Well, clearly you know you're Dylan.
Sure.
Did you? What about movies or anything? Because I know I had a friend who would. I don't know if like premium channels were like scrambled back then or something. But basically, he would go to his. These are all words that mean nothing anymore. I feel like I'm digging up dinosaur bones. My friend would go to his cable box.
Oh, yeah.
And press like up down or something. Mm-hmm. So if it was like channel 58, he'd go up to 59, down to 58, up to 50, whatever. And it was a scrambled channel. But if you went every time you tuned into the channel, there'd be like 2 seconds where you can kind of get an image.
Yeah, I mean scramble. The scramble box was
my favorite. Outcast.
Well, they also had the pay-per-view movie channels, and you could watch those scrambled sometimes. Ooh. And try to get a sense of the movie. Oh, the adult ones too, but I was talking about just like the regular pay-per-view.
I mean, you could
too.
Definitely see like what a scrambled boob, like for sure.
Yes.
Well, I take my boobs over easy.
I take mine over hard.
Ooh.
Oh no. Go see a doctor.
I like mine in an omtit. No.
He's having a stroke.
He's having a stroke, folks. Omtit.
Omtit? Do you mean an omelet? No, an omtit. No. An omtit?
I'll take my sunny side boob up.
Don't say sunny. I already told you what that did to my brain. It scrambled it. Did you guys ever watch like USA Up all night?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it before. Silk Stockings.
Oh, we talked about it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you found it when you were young on TV. You had to search, but you can find it. You can find it.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever your little 12, 13-year-old heart desire.
And that is a valid example of being naughty, of doing that kind of stuff. It is true. That's a naughty,
That's
naughty
a naughty
path.
Action.
That's a naughty path.
But yeah, there it goes. But it still fluctuates in the sexuality. That's why, the word has now taken over a new meaning for since, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've solved it. I mean, naughty is either you're a bad British boy or it's sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's binary.
That's it. I mean,
And Robert Frost actually wrote a poem about this. Two paths in a road diverged.
Ho, 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 ho. Boys, I couldn't overhear up in the North Pole that you were being naughty.
You couldn't overhear it?
Did you travel by flu powder, or did you?
What's that?
Did you travel by flu powder?
Did you just hear the reindeer on your roof?
I heard like a whoosh.
That was me whooshing.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and then you heard the reindeer walk on the roof. That's how I got in.
Okay, yeah. Oh. What did you want?
Larry's in the basement right now.
Come on.
Oh no,
yeah, he's down there. He's
what
down
does he
there
need
right
with
now.
My
he's
water
fucking
heater.
He's fucking with some stuff.
He took
he's taking
my water
all the boxes
heater last
you put
year.
Up
Come
on the
on.
Ground.
Storage?
He's putting all the boxes on the ground that you kind of keep out of the water.
This motherfucker eats storage?
Supposed to be on pallets. Yeah. They're supposed to be on pallets.
Nope. He's taking all the pallets apart. Either way, I heard you boys were being naughty.
Yeah.
But this is the one time a year that...
Santa said but.
This is the one time a year that you come down. You can ask for anything that you want to take you off the naughty list.
Ooh, well, here's the thing. I was going to ask for a recap, but what I'd like now is to hear three more spells. Or apparate, if you can tell me what apparating is.
An apparate spritz?
Excuse me?
It's a Harry Potter thing.
Oh yeah, I mean, I can know how to operate a train, but I don't know how to apparate it.
Hold on, you know how to operate a train?
Sure, and if a monkey's driving it, then it's an apparator. It's very, very similar.
This seems like a DeMunkinos situation, but Santa, you wouldn't understand that reference.
Would know it. I see all and I know all.
Oh.
Huh.
Is the polar tangy sauce.
Come on. You have some in your beard, actually. You have some orangutan sauce.
Penis erectus.
Whoa.
Penis deflatus.
Oh, that's not the opposite of erect. My penis is ruined. Dan, I don't know where you, I don't know where you went to thesaurus school, but the deflatus is not the opposite of erectus. You ruined my dick, man. It's like a pop balloon. Santa, what are you doing, man?
Whoa, no, he's flying around the room like a balloon losing air.
And just like those old balloons, if you try to blow it up again, it's going to pop.
You do your wish.
I'm afraid.
Henry, do your wish.
Do I your wish, gonna, boy.
A Nintendo Switch?
You got it. Dick, switch it.
Yes, my dick's back to normal. It's a little bit bigger and longer. That's weird.
Wait, why did you get my gift?
Oh, I think I got your dick.
You asked for a Nintendo Switch, didn't you?
Nintendo?
Santa, it seems like you hear what you want to hear. Yeah.
I think you're the one being naughty, Santa.
Well, you know what? If you kids want to snow something?
Yeah.
Why don't you come over here and jingle Santa's sleigh?
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Santa, come on.
Being a little bit naughty.
I saw you kissing my mom. That's fine. But
listen, I got to hold it in for 364 days.
Santa, can we just chill out a little bit? I'm having a hard day. My grandma just got run over by a reindeer.
Ooh, well, maybe she shouldn't have come home from your house on Christmas Eve.
I guess not.
Well, my grandpa says there's no such thing as Santa. No,
your
actually, he believes. I'm sorry, he believes. Santa, would you tell us, pulls big book off the shelf, blows dust off book, opens to certain page. Would you read the poem of the three words of the three wise words of the word association? Santa? Oh, he's asleep. Santa, get the smelling salts. Oh, boy. Okay.
Sorry, I'm awake.
Hey.
Joe Pesci.
Hey, you got any... No, it's Larry from downstairs.
Oh, no.
You guys got any... you got any crackers?
Yeah, Larry? We've got Christmas crackers.
Also, I'm hitting my head all over your basement ceiling. I'm 9'11". I'm 9'11".
Oh, I just realized. I just realized what an unfortunate height. Not intended, of course. Let's say you're 9'10".
Okay. That's even worse.
It didn't say even 9-12. Intend that earlier.
9'12"?
That's an even 10.
Feet.
That's an even 10 feet. No, that's an even 10.
Either way.
You're in our storage.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to move on to the next house.
I hate that guy.
I think Santa also, I think he recapped the words in this little thing a second ago.
Oh, do it again.
Okay. I think it was snow. It was naughty and it was jingle.
Now I want to hear Santa do it again.
He fell asleep.
Wake him up.
Wake him up.
You know that only Santa can be awoken by a kiss from you, Larry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We all know.
Famously.
We all know famously.
Oh, I'm awake. Okay, here we go. Snow, jingle, naughty. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, exactly what we wanted.
Dick deflatus.
Oh, Santa, you did it to yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, I pointed the wand the wrong way.
To all a good twat, and to twat a good twat.
Yes, happy holidays, everybody.
Merry holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Danish Christmas to all.
Oh, wait, Santa, is there time? I want one more gift. Can
sure,
I get a VHS copy of Folks? Have you heard of this? You seen this? You heard of this?
I honestly,
you heard of this? You seen this?
I know everything, and I've never heard of that fucking movie ever.
Email us twapod@gmail.com with any proof. I want you to scrounge around at yard sales. I want you to go to every Salvation Army in the entire land. Find us a VHS copy of Folks.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, Folks. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, Folks.
4.5 stars on Amazon.
Leave that in. Keep that.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Little Tommy's thirsty. Oh, no. Mouth is so dry. Uh-oh.